Yehuda Mishnayis Menachis, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Again, the Mishnah says, Shtei Halechem Necholois Ein Pachos Mishnayim V'lo Yoser Al Shlesha. That the Shtei Halechem that's brought on Shavuos, again, you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov itself, so you have to bake it Erev Yom Tov. So in a normal time, you eat it within 2 days from when it was baked, but V'lo Yoser, it's never more than 3 days. Kate said, has to come out. Normally, it's Nefois Merev Yom Tov. You would bake the Shtei Lechem on Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, v'necholos b'Yom Tov, and you would eat it the next day, l'shnayim, that's the second day since it was baked. What about Chol Yom Tov Lios Achra Shabbos? Let's say Shavuos comes out right after Shabbos, so it comes out Erev Shavuos was on Shabbos, so it's not Doicha Shabbos, you can't bake it on Shabbos, therefore necholos l'shloisha, you have to first like bake the Lechem on Shtei Lechem on Friday, and you first eat it on Sunday, so that's 3 days later, but never more. What about the lechem aponim that's brought on Shabbos? So nechol and pochus matisha. Usually it's eaten 9 days later, but v'lo yosar alachar osar, never more than 11 days. Kate said, how does it come out? Nefo me'er Shabbos. You would bake it on Erev Shabbos, for nechol b'Shabbos, and usually you'd put it on the shulchan Shabbos, and you'd leave it there until the next Shabbos, and you would eat it the next Shabbos. So it was baked last Friday, and you're eating it the next Shabbos, so that's 9 days later. That's called a teacher. What about Chol Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos? Let's say Erev Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, so it's not Deicha, the baking of the Lechem upon him, so you have to bake it on Thursday. So that's the time, Necholi Asara, you eat it 10 days later on Shabbos. What about Shnei Yom Tovim Shosh Hashanah? Let's say Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah, so therefore you have to first bake it on Wednesday. So it comes out Nechel Liacharosa. You first eat it 11 days later, the next Shabbos. Now the Eina Doicha Loyesa Shabbos Loyesa Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake these lechems both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Afgan, that no, you should know Doiches Yom Tov the Eina Doiches Yom Tzayim. It is Doicha Yom Tov on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake this because he dashes lechem afilu legvoya. You could bake these lechems on Yom Tov, but v'ena decha Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Kippur. But let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Yom Kippur. That for sure, it's not a decha. You're up to a perek Yud Beis. Ha-menochis v'ha-nesochim shenitmo. If the mincha that you were brought, that you were makdish ready, you were makdish your soilus, your shemen, your flour, and your oil, for the menochas, or else the wine, for the nesochim, shenitmol, they became tummy. Our sherets touched it, they became tummy. So it depends. Actually, kitchen bakli, if it was before you put it into a kli sharis, if before the mincha or the nesochim went into the kli sharis, before it has its kedushas haguf, its yeshlam pidyon, then there's a lot that you could be poider it. Now that this flour became tummy, you cannot use it for the mincha anymore. Therefore, you have a right to be poider it, like take money and say the kedusha of the mincha of the wine should go off it onto the money, and the money you give to Hegdish, and you have a right now to eat this food. What about Misha Kitshu Bakli? But let's say you already put the mincha, the flour, and the shemen into a kli sharis, or else you put the wine into the special kli in the Beis Hamikdash, a kli sharis, so then it received its kedushas haguf, then the locher is ein lom pidyon. Then, even though it became tameh, you cannot be poider it. Once it has its kedushas haguf, there's no din pidyon, you can't free it anymore, it remains tumah with its kedusha. But ha'oifois v'yo'eitzim v'halavoyno, u'klei sharis, ein lom pidyon. Really, this is the chiddush, the same thing, that if you have birds that you made a kedushas haguf on it, you already makdish it for korban, and it has kedushas haguf on it, or else we ate him wood that you set aside your makdish for the mizbeach, the alavoyno, or else levoyno, the spices that you set aside for the mizbeach, or klisharis, and any one of these things, that if it became tummy, or else it became posel, so the locher is ein lehem pidyon. You cannot be pointed them anymore. You cannot pay money and let the kedusha go off it. As once these things receive this kedusha saguf, the kedusha does not go off it. And the Mishnah says, why? Shaloi nemar ela behema. The Torah only says the chiddush by an animal, by a behema. That even though you'll makdish it for an animal, you'll makdish it for a carbon. So the behema has a kedusha saguf, Here there's a chiddush in the Krah that when the animal becomes a bal mum and it's not fit to be brought anymore, then you could be poyder it. But this is only a chiddush by a behema that we say when it becomes a bal mum and not fit, that is pidyon. But oifers, birds, eitzim, v'avona, there's no pasha of pidyon that once it has its kedusha, you cannot take off the kedusha. Mishneh Beis. Ho'aymer, somebody says, Harei alai b'machvas. He has a chiv, he puts a chiv upon himself. They're going to bring a mincha that's made in a machvas, in a frying pan. And what happened was, v'hevi b'machashas. He brought it in a different type of a frying pan, in a deeper frying pan. Machvas is a flat one, and machashas is a deep frying pan. Or else the opposite way, b'machashas. First he said he's going to bring a mincha in a machashas, in this type of a kli. And v'hevi b'machvas, but when it came to actually bring the mincha, he brought it in a machvas. So the halacha is, mashahevi hevi, what he brings is brought. It's a good mincha, but you should know, v'yidei chayvosa lo yotza, you are not yotza yachayv, what you have to do, because since you put a chayv upon yourself to bring the machvas, and you did not do it, you only brought a machashas. So therefore you have to bring another mincha of a machvas to be yotza your neder, what you said you would do. What about Zu Lohavi b'machvas? He didn't just say he has an obligation upon himself, but he had a mincha, he had flour and oil in front of him, and he said clearly, to this flour and oil, I'm going to bring you in a machavas. V'hevi b'machashas, and then when it came l'maisa to do it, he brought it in the opposite type of a kli. Or else the opposite way, b'machashas, he had this flour and oil, and he said he's going to bring it in this machashas, this type of a frying pan. V'hevi b'machavas, and instead he brought it in a machavas. See, the locher is a razor psula. It's no good, because he changed from what he made his neder on. In other words, since he had this flour right in front of him, and he said clearly, this flour is going to be for a macheshes, so that's what you have to do. You gave it a kedushas macheshes on this flour. And if you bring it in a machavas, it's psula. You're not yaitz yechayv, and it's psula, you can't bring it anymore. What about if somebody says, harei yalai shnei yisroinim, lohov ibikli yechad? He has a chiv upon himself to bring a mincha made out of two esrenim, two tenths of an eifa. Even though usually a mincha is only in asira seifa, one esrein, he said he wants to make one made out of two esrenim. And he also said, lohove b'kli echad, that he's going to bring it in one kli, and you could do that. Now the case is, v'hevi b'shnei kelim. Let's say he brought it though, when he brought his mincha, he brought the two esrenim, but he brought each one in a separate kli by itself. Or else, b'shnei kelim. First he said he's going to bring his two esrenim in two separate kelim. That's what he put a chayv upon himself. And then when it came l'maisa to do it, v'hevi b'kli echad, he brought them in one kli, the two esrenim he put into one kli, two esrenim worth of mincha, of flour, he put into one kli. So the locher is like the reisha again, that masha hevi hevi, what he brought is good. Because at the beginning he only said it's a chayv upon himself. He did not say like this flour should be brought in one kli. He only said upon himself, so true, he has the chayv still to do that. But now when he actually did the opposite, what he did is good, it's like an adova by itself. But v'yedei chavos lo yotza, true, he's not yotza his first neder, that he'll still have to bring the way he said. Like if he first said he's going to bring the two esrenim in one kli, he'll still have to bring another mincha of two esrenim in one kli. Just now that he brought it in two kelim, what he did is a good nedava, he's also yaitza that inyan. But his chayv he still have to do, to mekayim his neder. But what about again, let's say he says elu, he has the flour in front of him, and he said, these two esrenim are flour. Lohove v'kli yechud, I'm making a kedusha now on these two esrenim of flour, that they should become kodesh, in order to be brought in one kli. And v'hevi b'shnei kelim, by mistake, on purpose, he brought them in two separate kelim, or else the opposite way. B'shnei kelim, first he said clearly on these two esrenim of flour, I want to bring you in two separate kelim. And what happened was, v'hevi b'kli yechod, he brought it only in one kli, harei elu psulim. In such a case, these menachas apostle, because when he was first makdish this flour, he said clearly the gedusha is only chal to be brought in one keli. So if you change it and you bring it in two kelim, it's posel, the mincha is no good. What about if somebody says, Harei Yalai Shnei Yisroinim Lohovi B'Kli Yechad? I have a chayv upon myself, I put an obligation upon myself to bring two Yisroinim, two like tenths of an eifah of flour worth, but Lohovi B'Kli Yechad, I want to bring it in one keli. V'hevi B'Shnei Kelim. And when he went to do it, he brought it in two kelim. So the Reish of the Mishnah said, L'maisa, what he's doing right now is okay, it's a good mincha, just he's still going to have to do it over again to be yetzei his chay of his neder to bring it in one kli. But what's going to be though now, Omruloi, we tell him right now, b'shas he wants to bring it with two kelim, we tell him that the kli echad nodarto, you should know when you made your neder, you said clearly you want to bring the two of them in one kli. So it depends. If he listens to you and he does it right now in one kli, k'sherim, then it's good. But if we shnei kelim, even though you told him he's supposed to do it in one, he doesn't listen and still he brings these two esrenim in two separate kelim, here it's psulim. Here it's no good. Hey, since we mentioned him, the neder at the time when he's bringing it, so therefore, he has no right to change it. And the svar is, since we mentioned him, the neder that he mentioned, and he doesn't say like, I want to do this differently, and I'll bring another one for my first neder, so we say most probably what he's doing right now is for his first neder. And that's possible, that you can't do. Since you made your neder, you want to bring it in two kalim, you can't bring it in one kli. So when we don't mention the neder, we say he's like bringing a new mincha right now, and for his neder we'll do something else. But when we mention his neder to him, and still he changes it, we say he meant to change it for his neder, and that he can't do, therefore it's possible. What about again, Harei Yolai Shnei Esroinim? The person says first, I want to bring a mincha of two Esroinim. Lohavei B'Shnei Kelim, and I want to bring them both in two separate Kelim. And now, Vehevei B'Kli Echad, he's about to bring them both in one Kli. But Omrullah, they tell him, you should know, that B'Shnei Kelim Nodarto, when you first made the neder to bring it, you said you'd bring it in two Kelim. So what do you do now, bring it in one Kli? And he doesn't say anything, but just Hekrivim B'Shnei Kelim. If he thinks it changes his mind now and does it in two Kelim, K'sherim. Then of course it's good. Then you yotze your neder. Your neder was to bring it into kelim, and now also you bring it into kelim. But what about nosno mekli yechad? Let's say he puts it into one kli, then the locher is k'shtei menochos shenisorvu. In other words, you put these two esrenim into one kli, but really it was supposed to be done in a separate kelim. So let's see, what would be the halacha? Let's say you made a mincha in two separate kelim, and then it was mixed together. The two menachas were mixed together before you made the kemitza. So that's this halacha here. It's like kishtei menachas, like two different menachas, shenesarvu, that got mixed up together before you made the kemitza. That in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, there we said the halacha was, it depends. If the menachas are still a little bit separate, and you can make a kemitza from each one separately, it would be kosher. But if they got mixed up so much together that you cannot make a kemitza from each one separately, then the halacha is it's psula. Because here, since you're supposed to bring it in two kelim, and you put it into one kli, it's like the neder was for two kelim. Now that it's in one kli, it's like the two kelim got mixed up together, so therefore that's the halacha. If you can make a kemitza separately, it's good. If you cannot make a kemitza separately, then it's psula. Mishnah Gimel, Harei Olai Mincha Min Hasorim. If somebody says, I want to put a chiv upon myself to bring a mincha made out of barley, and the halacha is we don't have any minchas of an nedava made out of barley. So therefore, Tanna Kamma says, Yovim Min Achitim. He still has to bring a mincha, but he should bring it from wheat, not from barley. What about Kemach? He says he wants to bring it from flour, not such fine flour you cannot use for the mincha. So the halacha is, Yov Yisraelis, we say he has to bring it, but from fine flour. What about if he says he wants to have a mincha, bring a mincha, b'lei shemen u'levoina, without adding the oil or the levoina to it? So the halacha is Yovi, he has to bring it. But Yovi ima shemen u'levoina, he has to bring with the mincha shemen and levoina, because there's no such mincha without it. You can't make a nedava to bring it without it. What about if he says he wants to bring a mincha of chatzi yisaren, that's half of the amount of flour you're supposed to bring for mincha? The locher is yovi yisaren shalom, we tell him nothing doing, he has to bring a complete yisaren. What about if he says yisaren a mechza, he wants to bring a yisaren of flour and another half? So then the locher is yovi shnayim, we tell him, listen, again, the first one you said, that's a good mincha. Now that you said a half by itself is nothing. So therefore you have to add it to make it two, so you have to bring two menachas. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. In other words, even though B'Shas the person made a neder, he did not speak out the right halachas, still we could say like, you mean to bring a mincha, and what you're saying you can't do, therefore we tell you you have to do it the right way. However, Rabbi Shimon the Poiter, Shleihis Nadev Kederach HaMasnadvim, Rabbi Shimon says, Yepota, the mincha is not chai, you don't have any obligation to bring a mincha, because you did not say it kederech hamas nadvim. You did not mekabel upon yourself the right way. You did not say a mincha menachitim, menaserles. So since you said it the wrong way, Rabbi Shimon says, nothing doing, the neder is not chal at all. Mishnah Dalet. Misnadei voda mincha shel shishim yisaron. A person has the right to make a neder, nedova, to bring a mincha of 60 yisaron, 60 yisarons of flour. Ulnevi b'kli yechad. If he wants to, he can bring it all in one kli. 60 yisaron and fit into one kli. In Mama, let's say he says, Areyel shishim v'yechad, that he wants to bring 61 yisaronis of flour. Then the locker is, Mevi shishim b'kli yechad. At most, he could bring a 60 in one kli. V'yechad b'kli yechad. But the 61, that one, he has to bring in a kli by itself. We'll soon see why. Shekein tzibor mevi biyomtav arishin shechog, shechalias b'shabis, shishim b'yechad. In other words, the biggest mincha that we find to be brought by a tzibor is 61 esrenim. And that most probably is brought in one kli. So see, it's possible that 61 should be brought in one kli for a korban tzibor, which is brought on the first day of Sukkot, if it comes out on Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah says, the svar is, da'i l'yochet, so it should be enough for a private person, then, shi'upokos min atzibur echod, that he always has to be at least one less than a tzibur. So therefore, if the most that a tzibur ever brings at one shot is 61, so the most a yochet, a private person, could bring in one kli is 60. Therefore, if you menadev to bring 61 esroinim of flour, you have to bring 60 in one kli, and then the last one has to be brought in a kli by itself. On this, the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, V'aloi elu la'porim, v'yelu la'kvosim, v'yenen nevlolim zen zeh. How could you say that? Like there's 61 esroinim being brought on the first day of Sukkot, and like you bring them all together in the same kli. They're different type of esrainim. These are brought for Purim, these are brought for Kvosim, and you can't mix them together. So it couldn't have been brought all 61 in one kli. So the kitzah, even for tzibu, you do not have 61 in one kli. Says, so why does the Tanakhama, what did we say before, that a yochid cannot bring more than 60 at a time in one kli? So he learns like this, rather, Rabbi Shimon. Elo, ad shishim yecholim lehibolel. The svara is that if up until 60 esroinim of flour, then when you put the shemen into it, it's possible to still mix it up. You can make a belila. There's a mitzvah to be bolol. You're supposed to mix up the flour with the shemen. So if you have the most of 60 esroinim of flour, there's still enough room in the kli shoris to mix it up with the shemen. But if you put more than 61, then there's no room there to mix it up. That's why it's possible. Omrullah, they said back to him, what kind of svar is that? Shishim nivloyim. You want to tell me, if you have 60 yisroinim of flour, then you could mix it up well. But pull shishim v'yechad, ain't nivloyim. But exactly, because one more, just because of one more yisroin, 61 yisroinim, like then you know for sure you can't mix it up. Like, yeah, that's akasha, how do you know that? Omar Lehemi said back, no, that this is the pshat from kol midas chachomim kain. When the chom say measurements, that's the way the chom said, they say exactly. That aboyim so table. If you have 40 so of water in the mikveh, it's kosher, it can be table there. Be aboyim chos akurtav. If it's only missing a little bit from the aboyim so, ain't a yocholit for them. You can't be table in them. So you see, the chom have right to say exactly what the shear is. Ain't, so therefore, that's the svara, that if you have 60 esroinim, that's the most that can fit into one kli, that you can still make a blila there. But once you have more than 60 esroinim, you can't mix it up well. Therefore, we say it's possible you can't bring 61. This is the famous Gemara about Rabbi Zeira, that even though we hold the mitzvah's belila is not makiv, even if you bring your mincha and you would not mix it up with the shemen, you just pour the shemen there, but you would not mix it up, still would be kosher. But the klal is, we say, kol haroya lebila and bila makevas boy. As long as it's possible, in this kli, there's still enough room that if you would want to, you could make a blila, then we'd say the blila is not makev, would be kosher. But if you have more than 60 esrenim in the kli, that it's not possible to make the blila, then we say even without the blila, still the mincha is possible. That's the svara that you can't have more than 60 Yisraelim in one kli, but if you want to have 61, you'll have to make that extra one in a separate kli by itself. Now, ein misnadvim loig shnayim v'chamisha. You can't make a neder, a nedova, like to bring a loig, or else two, or else five. Because it can't be menadev to bring wine for the nesachim, either one lug worth of wine or two or five, because you don't find that by the menachis, because that's not the shear of the menachis. Rather, avu misnad from the neder is to bring either shlesha, v'yabo, v'shisha, or mishisha v'mal. If you want to bring more, you could do that. But the least amount that you could do is shlesha lugum yayin. Because that's the nesachim for regular kevis. For regular lamb, you bring three lugim of wine. V'yabo lugim, that's brought for the nesachim of an ayil. By an ayil it says, abo lugim yayin. And shishu, you want to bring six lugs, that's the nesachim of a par. That's shisha lugim yayin. But once you want to bring more than six, you always have to make sure it's a fitting for kabonis. Because if you have seven lamashal, so seven is like three and four. If you have eight, that's like four and four. If you have nine, that could be three and six. And ten could be three and four. So once you go further, since it's possible to make it a cheshbon to fit in, you could be menadev more. But I call upon him one lug or two lugs or five lugs, that you cannot be menadev, because there's no such nesachim that needs only one or two or five lugim of yayin. Mishnah Hey, misnadvim yayin v'yei misnadvim shemes. Somebody wanted to make the nedova, the chayiv himself, to bring wine to the mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash, you could do that. But you can't be menadev just to bring shem and just to bring oil, because oil is not brought by itself. Oil is only brought with the mincha, with the flour. So since it's not brought by itself, you cannot be menadev just to bring shemen by itself. But wine is poured by itself, so you can be menadev, mechayv yourself to bring yayin. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Tafin says no, misnadvin shemen. You have a right, you can be menadev to bring shemen by itself also, even without flour. Omer Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin says, Ma'amatzinu b'yayin, just like we find by wine. Shebo chayva. Sometimes there's a chayv, you have nesachim, you have to bring the wine with your kabonis. Or bo nedava, if you want to, you can bring it from the dava without a korban. You can bring the chayv yourself to offer a present to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. If so, the svar is af shem and the same thing, oil. Bo chayva, true, certain times it comes a chayv with the mincha, you have to have shemen. Or bo nedava, you can bring it by nedava, bring it by itself. So therefore, Rabbi Tafrin says, if you want, you can mechayv yourself just to bring shemen by itself to the mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. Omolor Rabbi Kiva says back, no, lo yimamata b'yayin, you can't tell me by wine, shekein hukarev chayvos b'fnei atzmai. There's a big difference. You know why by wine it's good, you can be menad of wine by itself, because when you have a chayv to bring wine, the wine is also brought by itself. So in the sochem of yayin, after you bring your korban, you pour the wine by itself. So since yayin is brought by itself, you could even bring it for nedava by itself. But the yom of the shem, would you want to tell me by oil also? There it's different. She'enai korav chavosu b'fnei yatzmai. Shem cannot be brought by itself for a chayv by itself, because it's always only brought with flour. Therefore, since there's no chayv to bring it by itself, you cannot make an adava to bring it by itself either. Now the Mishnah says, ein shnayim misnadvin yisor nechad. You cannot have shutfim bring a mincha together. You can't have two people with shutfis bring a mincha. Avo misnadvin oyla ushlamin. But for karbonis that you could have two people with shutfis partnership bring a karbon oyla, or to bring the karbon shlamin. Uvoif, what about to bring oifais also? Afilu predachas. Not even when you bring two birds. Even to bring just one bird, it's possible to have shutfis on it. You could have shutfis, two partners bring one bird. That's the locker by oifos and by behemoth. It's possible to be brought b'shutfus with partnership. But a mincha, that's a special locker. A mincha has to be brought separately, privately. You cannot bring a mincha b'shutfus. And the more dash is a posse, because a mincha says nefesh, v'nefesh kisakriv korban mincha. Nefesh means private, only one person can bring a mincha. You can't bring it b'shutfus.
Now up to Perek Yud Gimel. It's the Mishnah Aleph. Harei Yisorin. If somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring in Yisorin, that's nisaron a flower for korban mincha. So locher is yavi yechad. You only have to bring one nisaron, because nisaron means only one. So you only have to bring one nisaron a flower for your mincha. What about esrainim? Let's say somebody says a rei alai to bring esrainim. So yavi shnayim, you have to bring two, because esrainim means like two esrainim of a flower. Because he has to bring two different menachas. What about Pirashti? He said that at the time when he made his neder, he explained himself. But v'yeni yodeya ma Pirashti, later he forgot exactly how many he said, how many menachas, how many Yisraelim he have to bring. So the locher is yovi shishim Yisraelim. Right now then he has to bring 60 Yisraelim of menachas. Because like we learned before, that's the biggest amount of a mincha you could bring is 60 Yisraelim. So we have to be afraid, maybe that's when he said, when he made his neder there, therefore now he has to bring 60 Yisraelim of flour to be Eitzim in Asofik his neder. What about if somebody says, Harei Yalai Mincha, it's a chayv upon me to bring a mincha stam, and they didn't say exactly how many, or from what type of a mincha. So locher is Yovei Eizashiyit. He has the right to bring any type of a mincha he wants. There are five different types of menachas, minchas machvas, minchas macheshes, mafatana, minchas seles. He has the right to bring anyone he wants. What about, harei alai, mincha yovei eiz shiitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, yovei minchas haseles. No, he has to bring a mincha of seles from a flower. Why? Because shehi miyuchedes shebenachas. That's the special mincha, the typical mincha the Torah talks about. That's called the minchas seilus. And the pasuk says, "V'nefesh kisak of korban mincha l'Hashem seilus yia korbanoi." So therefore, stam mincha is called the minchas seilus. Other menachas has a special name to it, either minchas machvas or minchas macheshes, minchas mafatano. But here, minchas seilus, that's a plain mincha. So therefore, we said, "Yovei mincha," you have to bring a minchas seilus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Mishnah Beis. Mincha min ha-mincha. Somebody says, I have to bring one mincha out of the different types of menachas. So locher is yovei achas. He only has to bring one of the different types of menachas, of the five different types of menachas, whichever one he wants. What about if he says menachos min ha-menachos? If he says like a double from the menachas, so then the locher is yovei shtayim. He has to bring two types of menachas, whichever two he wants, he could bring. What about if he says, Peirashti, at the beginning I explained, when I first made my neder, I said clearly what I meant, what I wanted to bring. But now, later, V'yeni yodei ma Peirashti, I forgot exactly what I said. Therefore, the locher is Yovi Chamishton. He has to bring all five different types of menachas. What about if he says, Peirashti mincha shel Esrainim? I explained that I want to bring a mincha from Esrainim. But V'yeni yodei ma Peirashti, I forget, I've got exactly how many I said. So loch is yovei mincha shel shishim esrein. Like we had before, you have to bring a mincha of 60 esreinim. And here the pshat is, he said like, Pirashti mincha shel esreinim means in one kli, I said exactly how many esreinim I have to bring, but I forgot. So therefore we said, the loch is, you have to bring 60. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, yovei mincha shel esreinim. You have to bring menachas made out of esreinim, meyechod v'yad shishim, from 1 until 60. In other words, Rebbe argues, Rebbe holds that in a case, let's say, you only menadev to bring 15 esreinim, and if you bring 20, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. You can't bring more than you were supposed to. So therefore, the person made at the beginning an amount, how many he has to bring, and later he forgot. So you have to be afraid that number could be anywhere from 1 until 60. So what he has to do is he has to bring one mincha of one esaron, another mincha of two, another one of three, another one of four, until he gets to 60. That's what he has to bring. So that's called yovi menachos shel esaronim. He has to bring menachos from starting from one, me'echad v'yad shishim, from one until 60. He has to bring like 60 different kelim, and in each kelim it's one more. One is one, one is two, three, four, five, and then mamonoshach is yetzis mitzvah. Mishnah Gimel. Harei Yalai Eitzim. Somebody puts a chiv upon himself to bring wood for the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash. So locher is lo yivchos mishnei gizrim. He can't bring less than two pieces of wood. Mishtei chatichos eitz. Because that's how much they put on the Marocha, on the Mizbeach.
What about somebody says levoina? I have a chiv upon myself to bring this levoina, the spices for the mizbeach. Is la yivchos mikaymitz? He has to at least bring a handful of the levoina. What about? Yeah. Now the Mishnah says chamisha kamotzen hain. There are five different things that have a shear of a kaymitz of a handful. Somebody says he has a chayv upon himself to bring a levoina to be makdish. The levoina, the spice for the mizbeach, is la yivchos mikaymitz. He can't bring less than a kaymitz. Hamisnadev mincha. If somebody's misnadev puts himself a nedava to bring a mincha, yave ima kaymitz levoina. He also has to bring with it a kamitza, a handful of levoina. Hamales a kaymitz bachutz. If somebody is malas, somebody does the avera that he burns the kamitza of mincha bachutz, it's chayv if he just burns a kaimis, one kaimis worth. Ushnei vezichim tunim shnei kamotzim. Now the two cups that were full of levoina by the lechem aponim, each one of them needed a kaimis. There was a kaimis levoina for each bozuch, for each plate. Mishnah Dalet. Harei alai zov. If somebody's mechayv himself to bring gold to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash, Harei Alai Zohov, that means he's menadav himself to bring a Matzebeya, a golden coin, to the Bedek of the Beis HaMikdash, is La Yivchais Medina Zov. He can't bring less than a dinar of gold, which is 25 dinarei kesef. It's worth 25 dinarim of silver. Kesef, let's just somebody.
Alright, turn over.
Again, what the Mishnah said again, Harei Alai Zov, Lo Yivchus Medina Zov. Kesef, let's say somebody's menadiv to bring kesef, silver to the Mizbech, a silver coin. So Halacha is Lo Yivchus Medina Kesef, he can't bring less than a dinar, a silver dinar. Nechoshes, let's say somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a copper coin, Nechoshes, to the Beregabayis. Lo Yivchus Mimo Kesef, he can't bring less than a more kesef. He has to bring Nechoshes copper that's worth the amount of a more kesef, which is where one dinar kesef is six mois. So you have to bring at least more kesef, which is like 1/6 of a dinar. Pei Rashti, let's say at the beginning he said exactly how many coins he wants to bring, and later v'eni yudei ma per Rashti, he forgot how many coins he said he would have to bring. Who may v'yachiyoyim alelo kachnas kavanti, he has to bring as many coins until he's for sure he did not mean this much. Like if he had a doubt that he meant between 1 and 20, so he has to bring 20. But if for sure, like more than 20, he didn't say, so he has to bring that number that for sure he did not go higher than that. Mishnah Hei. Harei Alai Yain. If somebody gives a chiv upon himself to bring wine to the Mizbeach, is La Yivchas Mishleisha Lugin. You can't bring less than Gimel Lugim of wine, because that's the smallest amount of Nesachim that was used for kevas for the lambs. What about shemen? Somebody's mechayv himself to bring oil to the mizbeach. Is la yivchas milug? You can't give less than a lug, because that's how much a mincha needs a lug shemen. Rebbe says shloish lugim. No, you have to bring at least three lugim, which is how much the mincha needs for the nesachim of the kevis. What about if he says pirashti v'eni adei ma pirashti? At the beginning, he said exactly how much wine, how much oil he wants to bring, and later he forgot how much he said. So again, Yovik Yoim Hamruva. He has to bring the most that could be brought, which that is the first day of Sukkot, which that has the most Nesachim possible. So you have to bring as much wine as used that day, or as much Sherman as used that day. Mishnevov. Harei Yalai Oila. Somebody has a chiv upon himself and makes a neder to bring a korban oila. The locher is Yovik Keves. He's to bring a Keves, a lamb, which is a zocher for his korban oila, which that's the least or the smallest animal you can bring for your korban oila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi Oimer, oi tor, oi ben yoinet. No, you could even bring a bird. Maybe he meant to say an oila saif, so you could even bring a bird. What about pirashti min abok? He says, no, I explained clearly that I want to bring an animal, but v'en yudei ma pirashti, I forgot exactly which animal I said I want to bring for my korban oila. The locher is yovi par. For ego min abhema, he has to bring a par, and he also has to bring an animal, and he also has to bring an eagle. He has to bring what? Zachorim,
from males, because an oil is not from an akeva, and he has to bring what, a poor and an eagle. That's because he was parashed to min haboka, from the cattle. So therefore it's enough to bring a par and an eagle. What about if he says min habehema, like I explained exactly which type of an animal I want to bring, but now v'eni yedei ma parashti, I forgot which one I explained. So now he has to bring all the different sveikas there are, which is yovi par. He has to bring a big one, a bull, which is some say 3 years old, some say 2 years old. V'ego, that's a 1 year old one. Ayil, he has to bring a ram. That's a keva zocha, which is ben shteishanim, 2 years old. He has to bring a gedi, which is a goat, which is 1 year old. V'taleh, that's a lamb, 1 year old. Because all these things could be brought for a korban eila. What about if he says pirashti v'en yedei ma pirashti? I explained b'shasa made my neder to bring a korban eila, but I forgot exactly from what I explained, whether it was a min behema, whether it was a min oif, I forgot. So then the loch is ma'isav alayim torah ben yena. He also has to bring from these birds. Maybe he made the korban eila from a torah, from a ben yena. Not only all these animals does he have to bring, but he also has to bring from these two birds also. Mishnah Zayin. What about if he says, Harei alai toidu shlomim? Somebody says he has a chayv upon himself, a neder, to bring a korban toid and a korban shlomim. So lachar is, Yovai keves, he has the right to bring a keves, a lamb. That's the smallest one that can be brought for his toid and for his shlomim. Because he made a neder to bring either a korban toid or a korban shlomim. The lachar is, you could be yaitzah with the smallest korban, which is a keves. What about if he says, Perashti, at the beginning I explained clearly which type of a korban I meant. Perashti min habokor, which type of a cattle. But v'eni yedei ma perashti, I forgot which one exactly I said. Then again, yovi paro pora ego v'eglo. Since a toid or a shlomim could be either a zocher or a nekeva, we have to be afraid maybe it was a paro or a poro, maybe it was an egel or an egelo, he has to bring all these four. What about, he says again, min habehema, I explained exactly which animal, but v'eni yedei ma perashti, I forgot exactly which animal. So now he has to bring all the different type of animals that could be brought for a toid or a shlomim, which is yovi para pora, a bull or a cow, ego viagola, a young one. Ayol, he has to bring an ayol virochel, which is a kevis, which is a lamb, and a shilam. Gedi or gediya, as we had before. A gedi, that's a ben ezim, it's a small, a is a small goat, and a she goat. A soyer usira. Soyer, that's a tayish, that's 2 year old goat. Usira, that's a female 2 year old goat. Tole vitalia, that's a kevis, that's a lamb. During its first year, that's called a tle or tloya, a male or a female. So all these different kabbonos are besophic, what he meant to say when he said he would bring this korban shlomim, therefore he has to bring all these different type of animals for the korban shlomim or the korban toida. Mishnah Ches. What about if somebody says, Harei olai shor? He has a chayv upon himself to bring a shor for a korban eila, or else for a korban shlomim. So yavi hu unesachi b'mona. He has to bring the animal and the nesachim with it that's worth at least a mona, which is meyadina, like that's the least amount that he said we say that he meant to bring from. What about eagle? If somebody's mechayv himself to bring an eagle, a young one, so then yavi hu nechasa b'chamish. All he has to spend is just five sloyim, which is only 20 dinrim for the korban with its nesachim. What about ayil? It says he's going to bring a ram. So then halacha is yovihu nesachim b'shtayim. He only has to spend like two sloyim for it with its nesachim. What about keves? He says he's going to bring from a lamb. Is yovihu nesachim b'sela? Then he only has to spend a sela for the kevis, for the lamb, and its nesachim. Shor ba'mona. Let's say it says clearly he's mechayv himself to bring a shor worth at least a mona. The locher is yovi ba'mona. He has to spend a mona on the shor, on the ox. Chutz min achosav, excluding how much money he has to spend for the minchen, for the yain, for nesachim. What about egel b'chomish? Again, he says clearly he wants to spend five sloyim for the egel. The locher is yovi b'chomish. He has to spend five sloyim on the egel itself. Chutz minasachim, excluding the money he has to spend for nesachim, for the yain and for the shemen, and for the oil, for the yain and for the mincha. Ayil b'shtayim, the same thing, it says he wants to bring this ram for two sloyim, is yovi b'shtayim chutz
minasachav. He has to spend two sloim on the aisle, excluding the money that he has to pay for the nasachav. What about keves b'sel? He says he wants to spend a seller on the keves on the lamb. Again, yavi b'sel chutz minasachav. He has to bring a seller for the keves itself, excluding what he has to spend for the nasachav. What about shor b'mona? He says he wants to spend the mona for the shor for the ox. Tehevi shnayim b'mona, but he brings two axes for the worth of a mona. Loyot is not yetz of the chayiv, because we said he meant to bring one animal worth a mona. Afilu ze b'mona chos a dinner. Even though the ox is worth a mona less than a dinner, he's also not yetzah. V'ze b'mona chos a dinner. Each one is a mona less than a dinner. He's not yetzah's chayiv, because he has to bring one worth a dinner. Shochel, let's say he said he wanted to bring a black one. Ve'evi love and he brings a white one. Or else he said love and he wants to bring a white one. Ve'evi shocher brings a black one. Or else Godel, he says he wants to bring a big one. Ve'evi cotton and he brings a small one. Lo yotze, it's not yetzah's chayiv, is neder. Because he said clearly what is manad of what he has to bring. And if he changes, he's not yetzah's neder, he still has to bring it over again. Cotton, v'hovi, Godel, let's say he said he's going to bring a small one. And he goes now and buys a big one, yotze. Here we say a yotze. But that's bechlal, a small one. However, Rabbi says, no, here also, lo yotze, not yotze. Since you said clearly you want a small one, and you bring a big one, that's not what you made your nether on, therefore you're not yotze your nether, you still have to bring a small one. Mishnah Tes. Somebody says, shor ze oila. This ox should be a korban oila. And he was marked to shit. Finished toiv, and then it became a balmum. Something happened to it, it became possible for carbon. So locher is, you could be paid for it. And with the money, you have to buy another carbon. So here, Mrotza Yavi Vedom of Shnaim, if he wants to, with the money that he's paid for it, he could buy two axes for it. Because here, even though his nether was to bring only one, and before we say if you bring two, you're not Yaitza, but here your nether was to bring one, and you brought it, you have this one for the carbon. Just it became a balmum, so once you paid for it with the money, you could even buy two now. What about the opposite way? Shnei shivorim elu oila. At first you said these two axes should be for korban oila. Finis tovu, and both of them became a balmum, and you appointed them. You have money now, the Kedusha went into the money. So with this money, imrotza yavi b'demei mechod. Again, the same svara. If you want to, with this money, you could buy only one shor and bring it for korban. Because with the first ned that you already ate, so you brought the two. These two had a Kedusha's oila on it. Rabbi says no, still also. Since at the beginning was only one, you still have to bring one. If it was two, you have to bring two. Ayel ze oila. Let's say somebody says this ram should be a korban oila. Finished toiv, and it became a balmum, and now he has the money with poydurit. So imrotza yavi v'dam of keves. If you want to with the money, now you don't have to bring a ram. You could bring a lamb. You don't have to bring a ram, an ayel. You could bring a keves. That's the opposite also. Keves ze oila. He said this lamb should be a korban oila. Then his story when it became a balmum and he was paid to it with the money. Imrotz, if he wants to, yavi b'dam of ayil, he could bring a korban ayil, he could bring an ayil with it. Again, the same svara, since at the beginning you amakdish this animal so like your nether was chal, what you do later doesn't make a difference. But again, Rabbi says, no, nothing doing. The end through the continuation of your first nether, you still have to do the way you first said it. If somebody says, Echad mikvosai hegdish, one of my kvosim, one of my lambs should be hegdish. Or else the Echad mishvara hegdish, one of my axes should be hegdish. So it depends. Let's say he had two axes or two lambs. The locher is hagodo shevem hegdish. Most probably meant to be matish the better one. Therefore the bigger one, that's the one that's called hegdish. What about shloisha? Let's say he has three axes or three lambs. Habenami shevem hegdish. Then we say the middle one is hegdish. And what the Gemara says, what he means to say is it's a suffix, and maybe even the Benini is also hegdish. And we have a doubt here, maybe he meant the better one, but maybe he only meant the middle one. That's also called an ayin toiv, kenega, the smaller one. Therefore, when we have three, like the Benini, the middle one, and the top one, those are b'chlal the suffix, maybe those two are kodesh, but the lesser one for sure is not a kodesh. Let's say Perashti says at the beginning I said exactly which one I want to be Kaddish. V'yeni yedei ma Perashti, but later I forgot which one I said. Oy shomer, or else if he said, Omali Abba, that my father told me which one was Hegdish. Before my father died, he told me exactly which one of his axes he made Hegdish. But V'yeni yedei ma, I forgot which one he said. Sen alocher is again, Hagodl Shavim Hegdish. the bigger one, that's the one that's Hegdish. In other words, since that he explained to you, he told you which one is Hegdish, or we say a Svara, most probably what he told you was the best one, he was Magdish. So most probably we say he was Magdish, the bigger one, therefore only the bigger one is Hegdish, and not the other ones. Mishnah Yud. Hare olai oila. Somebody says, I have a chiyah to bring a korban oila. Is yakriveno by migdish? The locher is, you have to bring it in the base of migdish. In Yerushalayim, do you make riva by base chonyov? Let's say he brings it in on the mizbeach in base chonyov. The locher is lo yotze, is not yotzer as chayv, because that's not called the korban. What he meant to say is to bring it in the base of migdish.
Now the ma'isa about Beis Chonev that the Gemara talks about was it's a machlokes really in the Gemara that the ma'isa was Beis Chonev, he built the Beis Hamikdash in Mitzrayim. He got some ma'isa why he did it, and some machlokes if he did it l'shem Shemayim, that really was done l'shem Shemayim, or else it was done l'shem Avodah Zarah. But even if it was done l'shem Shemayim, it was done while we during the time of the Beis Hamikdash Hashayni, so it was an Issa Bamas, so you're not allowed to bring a mark of a korban over there. So therefore, if somebody stops said to bring a korban, he meant in the Beis Hamikdash and not in Beis Chonev. What about if someone speaks that clearly and says, Shiakrivena be Beis Chonev? No, I want to bring this korban in the Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonev, which was in Mitzrayim. So Lachar is still Yakrivena be Migdash. Still he's supposed to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, because there's an Issa to bring it, Chutz, you're not allowed to bring it in the Beis Chonev. Therefore, it's still the mitzvah is to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. Because as soon as he said, Harei Elai Oilo, he meant to bring a korban Oilo, which the Chiv is to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. He can't bring it in Beis Chonev. That's like being makrovit chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. But via mikriva beis chonov, let's say somebody did the yisur and he did bring the korban in the Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonov, still the ma'isi yotzer is his neder, since that's the way he spoke out clearly. Rabbi Shimon says, ain't the oila, no, but he holds bichlal, it's not chal kedushas oila on this korban, since he spoke out right away that this oila should be brought in Beis Chonov, and that he can't do, so he did not really mean to be makdashit. So he holds Bechal does not have Kedushas Oila on this animal. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nozir, I want to be a Nozir? So Lachar is a Galeach HaMikdash. When he finishes it, he has to take his haircut in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yim Yilech B'Beis Chonev Lo Yotza. But if he takes his haircut after the 30 days of the Nazirus in the Beis HaMikdash or Beis Chonev in Mitzrayim, is not Yotza Schoiv. What about somebody says clearly, Shagaleach HaBeis Chonev, I'm making my Nazirus, and it's now that I should be able to take my haircut in the Beis HaMikdash or Beis Chonev? Is the galeach v'migdash, but the tchila still he should take his haircut in the Beis Hamikdash. But being gilach v'beis chonov, let's say he does take his haircut in the Beis Hamikdash of Mitzrayim and Beis Chonov, yotza again is yotza schoy, since that's what he spoke out clearly. Rabbi Shimon says again, no, ain't the nazir, it's not called a nazir, it's not called a good kabbalas nazirus. Since you said you want to take your haircut in the Beis Chonov, it's not in the Beis Hamikdash, so Milan, it's not called a good kabbalas nazirus, it's not chal nazirus upon yourself. Now the Mishnah says, HaKahanim Sheshim Shem Beis Chonov. The Kahanim that worked, that did the avoid in that Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonov, Lo Yisham Shem Beis Yerushalayim. They are not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, because they did an Issa there in Beis Chonov. It didn't have the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. It was like an avoid of Achutz. So therefore, these Kahanim were also to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The Ein Tzorech Leim Lo Dover Acher. And for sure, if somebody did an avodah for an avodah zarah, for sure he can't come and be ovid in the Beis Hamikdash. Shneim and the pasuk says, "Ach lo yalu kahani habomus al mizbeach Hashem b'Yerushalayim." The kahanim that brought by other bomus cannot now go and work in Yerushalayim. Ki im ochlu matzos pasach achayim. Only they could eat matzos together with their brothers. But from this prong, they didn't go out of the kahuna. They'd allowed to eat a mincha. The menoches, hanefos, matzois, to have made the matzois, that it has lohud and shakotchim, they're allowed to eat from it. Just they can't do the avoida. So why? Because harehen kabali mumin. These kahanim that worshipped, that did the avoida in Beis Chonov, have a lochan ala kahanim that are bal mum, that the locher is cholkin v'yochlin, they have right to take a chedlik and eat from the kabonis or eat from the menoches, avoloi makriven. But a bal mum, we do not let him bring the korban. Therefore, these kahanim that worked in the Beis Chonov or worked someplace else in another Beis Avodah Zarah, even though it's a machlokes, we said, if a Beis Chonov was made l'shem Avodah Zarah, was made l'shem Shemayim. But even if it was made l'shem Shemayim, there was an issa to bring korbanos there. It was like a shchut echutz. It was outside the Beis Hamikdash Hashayni.
Therefore, Kahanim that work there, like we're doing in Avera, so they can't come back now and do the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, in Yerushalayim. However, teat, they could still eat because they're like a Kohen, that's a Baal Mum. This Mishnah says now, Nema Be'erlis Beima. The Pasuk says, when you bring a Korban Eila with a Beima, Ishe Reach Nichayach, that the fire should be for Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Voila Saif, if somebody brings a bird for Korban Eila, it also says, Ishe Reach Nichayach, that the burning of it should be a Nachas Ruach HaShem. Uva Mincha, and when somebody brings a Mincha, it says also, Ishe Reach Nichayach, that the burning of the Mincha should also be a Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lelame, these psukim come to teach us, Shechon Amarbe, somebody does a lot. Viechon Amamit, somebody does a little. Like here, whether you bring a korban of a behema, or whether you bring a small thing, even of a mincha, or else of a knife. O bilvad, shiechav enodim, is daitel l'shemayim. The main thing is, you have to have kavon, you're doing it now l'shem shemayim. You're doing l'shem mitzvah Hashem. I can't afford more. It's all that I could afford, but you're doing l'shem shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an echshavit, as if you brought a better korban. The main thing is to do something, l'shem shemayim. Alright, we'll stop here. Slikul HaMasechta Menachos.